Chapter 26. God does not want you to be proud and self-confident. In this chapter, we will look into God's Word to learn great spiritual truths pertaining to the relationship between pride, humility, and fear. Love and humility fit together. People who are constantly loving are humble. Most unloving people are proud and self-centered. Quote, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by his deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom." Unquote. James 3, verse 13, NIV. This verse speaks of a good life that consists of deeds done in humility. You will be humble if you consistently receive godly wisdom and understanding. God instructs you to be humble. Quote, "He leads the humble in what is right, and the humble he teaches his way." Unquote. Psalm 25, verse 9, Amplified. If you truly are humble, God will lead you, guide you, and teach you. How can you be afraid if God is leading you, guiding you, and teaching you? Fear is able to dominate the lives of people who live in disobedience to God's instructions. Jesus explained the blessings that God gives to humble people when he said, quote, "Whoever exalts himself with haughtiness and empty pride shall be humbled, brought low. And whoever humbles himself, whoever has a modest opinion of himself and behaves accordingly, shall be raised to honor." Unquote. Matthew 23, verse 12, Amplified. You must not make the mistake of trying to impress people with how great you are. People who live this way ultimately will be humbled because they are trying to exalt themselves. If you are consistently humble, you will be exalted by God. The Greek word hupsoo, that is translated as exalt in this verse, means to elevate or lift up. God will lift you up if you are consistently humble. You will bring yourself down if you are consistently proud. People who are proud are much more likely to be fearful than Christians who are humble and loving. Quote, "Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, snobbish, high-minded, exclusive, but readily adjust yourself to people, things, and give yourselves to humble tasks. Never overestimate yourself or be wise in your own conceits." Unquote. Romans 12, verse 16, Amplified. You must not be proud and haughty. God instructs you to be humble all the time. His word says that you never should be proud and haughty. Your Father will bless you abundantly if you consistently are humble. Quote, "He gives his undeserved favor to the low in rank, the humble." Unquote. Proverbs 3, verse 34, Amplified. When this verse speaks of undeserved favor, it speaks of God's grace. If you are consistently humble, your Father will give you blessings that you did not earn and do not deserve. Quote, "The Lord earnestly waits, expecting, looking, and longing to be gracious to you." Unquote. Isaiah 30, verse 18, Amplified. The amplification of this verse says that God longs to be gracious to you. Your Father yearns to pour out his grace among his humble and loving children. Quote, "Though the Lord is high, yet has he respect to the lowly, bringing them into fellowship with him. But the proud and haughty he knows and recognizes only at a distance." Unquote. Psalm 138, verse 6, Amplified. God is omniscient. He knows exactly how humble or how proud every person on earth is. Proud people separate themselves from God. Your Father will bring you into fellowship with Him if you are consistently humble. Fear cannot overwhelm you if you are close to God and you consistently fellowship with Him. Jesus said, quote, "Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Unquote. Luke 14, verse 11, NIV. Jesus said that everyone who attempts to lift himself or herself above other people will be humbled. Everyone who truly is humble will be lifted up by God. The more you attempt to lift yourself up, the more you will be brought down. Quote, "Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." Unquote. Proverbs 16, verse 18, King James. The Word of God repeatedly says that you will bring severe problems into your life if you are proud. You ultimately will fall if you consistently are proud. You will give a foothold to Satan's demons to influence you to be afraid. You saw in chapter 2 that Satan at one time was an archangel named Lucifer, and that his demons once were angels. Lucifer and his angels fell from heaven because they were proud. Pride brought Satan and his demons down. Satan wants to influence you to be proud. Quote, "God sets himself against the proud and the haughty, but gives grace continually to the lowly, those who are humble enough to receive it." Unquote. James 4, verse 6, Amplified. The best way to overcome fear is to align yourself with God. The only way to have God on your side is to consistently humble yourself before Him. Quote, "Clothe, apron yourselves, all of you, with humility, as the garb of a servant, so that its covering cannot possibly be stripped from you, with freedom from pride and arrogance toward one another. For God sets Himself against the proud, the insolent, the overbearing, the disdainful, the presumptuous, the boastful, and He opposes, frustrates, and defeats them, but gives grace, favor, blessing to the humble." Unquote. 1 Peter 5, verse 5, Amplified. What does God mean when He instructs you to clothe yourself with humility? Clothing covers your body. Your Father instructs you to keep yourself covered with humility. Your Father wants you to be consistently free from pride. Satan always wants the opposite of what God wants. Satan wants you to consistently be proud. You saw in James 4, verse 6, that God sets Himself against the proud. God says the same thing in this verse, but the amplification emphatically states that God opposes, frustrates, and defeats proud people. Can you imagine God actually opposing you? Pride is so destructive and personally defeating. God stands against it. Humility is a key to living in the grace of God. Pride is very crafty. It is very deceiving. It slips in if you are not on your guard against it. Pride wants to exalt you and cause you to think of yourself better than others. God's plan is for you to be blessed with the gifts God has given you, no matter how much praise you receive because of your accomplishments. God says if you remain humble, He will lift you up. That plan is way better. The ways of the world are very different from God's ways. See Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. Many worldly courses teach the value of self-confidence. Your Father does not want you to be self-confident. Quote, He who leans on, trusts in, and is confident of his own mind and heart is a self-confident fool. But he who walks in skillful and godly wisdom shall be delivered. Unquote. Proverbs 28, verse 26, Amplified. You should be totally confident in who you are in Christ. If you trust in yourself and your confidence is in yourself, you may be in for a great and mighty fall. Your Father does not want you to trust in yourself. He wants you to trust Him completely. You are foolish if you buy into worldly teaching pertaining to self-confidence. Quote, self-confident fools hate knowledge. Unquote. Proverbs 1 verse 22 Amplified. Self-confident people exalt themselves. They do not want to know what God's Word says. If biblical teachings conflict with what they think is right, they want to do what they want to do when they want to do it. They want to be in control. Quote, a self-confident fool has no delight in understanding, but only in revealing his personal opinions and himself. Unquote. Proverbs 18, verse 2, Amplified. Christians who faithfully obey God's directions to renew their minds each day by studying His Word and meditating day and night on His Word receive understanding from God. Proud and self-confident people have no desire to study the Bible every day and to meditate day and night on Holy Scriptures. Their lives are focused upon themselves. They delight in telling other people what they think and believe. If you are proud and self-confident, you are exactly what Satan wants you to be. Pride will bring you down, just as pride pulled Lucifer down from his exalted position in heaven and pulled his demons down from their position as angels in heaven. Quote, the careless ease of self-confident fools shall destroy them. Unquote. Unquote. Proverbs 1 verse 32, Amplified. Jesus said that Satan's goal is to destroy you. See John 10 verse 10. Satan and his demons will do everything they can to influence you to be self-confident because consistent pride and self-confidence will enable them to destroy you. Self-confident people use their God-given talents and abilities to do what they want to do with their lives. They are overly impressed with themselves. They do not understand that they ultimately will bring destruction into their lives if they continue in their pride and self-confidence. God consistently instructs you to put Him first, the other people second, and yourself last. Self-confident people do just the opposite. Their pride ultimately will bring fear and many other problems into their lives. In this chapter, you have seen many truths from God's Word concerning the blessings of humility and the destruction that ultimately is caused by pride. In the next chapter, we will look into God's Word for additional truth pertaining to humbling yourself before God and other people.